Therapist Jody Blackley talks about what's really going on in our relationships and how we teach others to treat us in a particular way.
Lessen your relationship stress this holiday season and work toward positive solutions in the new year.
Then Lisa Shield talks about the signs that you may have a Bigfoot in your backyard.
There's more than footprints with this big guy.
That's Manson Mitchell in the morning at 10, followed by the Gary Mann Show at 11 Pacific.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday here on Animal World, and it's Ask or Talk to Martha Sunday. So phone lines are open, and we're going back to the phones here in just a moment. I do have some things I want to include here in the rest of this hour, but if you have a behavior training or healing question you'd like to discuss with me, or if there's just an animal issue on your mind that you'd like to bring to light or talk about, love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. That's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But if there's something in your email you want us to address on the show today, you better get it in soon. And let's see. I want you to know that if you need to contact Animal World when we're not on the air, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. That's www.marthanorwalk.com. There's great stuff for you there. Links to all our advertisers and sponsors. Lots of shelter and rescue information. A link to current events. Pictures of my Buzzy and all of that. On the current events page. And if you want to send me an email, you can click on Contact Martha or address your own email program to marthalight@aol.com. Now, if you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email because it's easier for me to get to my web mistress that way. But if you'd like to post something to Animal World, like Ed does from time to time, the Animal World mailing address is... Oops, didn't update this clock, did I? 19916 Old Owen Road. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Remember that I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone. I'm inexpensive, I know what I'm doing, and I do great work, and I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. You can send me an email about your problem, but the best way to get a hold of me is follow up with phone calls and bug my voicemail if you don't get a hold of me right away. Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and my phone number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And that, by the way, that brings me, I also want to remind you, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and I'm in the middle of writing a series about pets and kids, talking about how to prepare your animal friends if you're pregnant and bringing babies in, and then we'll deal with what are you doing, the dog's already biting the kids and all of that stuff. But a lot of great information is coming out in these columns. I just, 2 days ago, wrote the January column. And anyway, it's going to be great. So check it out. Pick it up. A lot of locations free around the area, or go to www.newspiritjournal.com and you can read it online. And you can pick up the past months online as well, which is good. All right, let's see. We talked about it in the first hour. Better talk about it again. It's just the Mike and Martha show right now. We are sans call screener. Scotty has moved on. We have a position open, and with today's economy, it has become a volunteer position. So if you've always wanted to be a part of Animal World, or you'd like to be behind the scenes live radio, we would love to have you. And if you want to be here on Sunday mornings and help screen calls, I'd love to hear from you. The other option is if you have a business or product that you would like to promote, if it's in line with Animal World philosophies, we can trade you for advertising on the show for call screening. And if you're interested, call me, 360-217-7258, or shoot me an email to MarthaLight, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Love to hear from you. And I'm delighted to say we have a phone caller patiently waiting on the line. So I'll leave my pile, my stack of stuff, because it's time to go to Everett and talk to Beverly. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you? Haven't talked to you for a while.
I am doing great.
Oh, wonderful.
Did the Mystical Fair yesterday, and it was wonderful up there in Bellingham.
Oh, yeah, woo-woo alert.
Now, careful, I don't have my sound effect.
Eventually we'll have one.
But I'm going to have a good one.
Did you hear she said she did the Mystic Fair yesterday?
I did, yeah.
So what did you do at the Mystic Fair, Beverly?
I actually did some animal communication and read tarot cards, and I do my animal communication through my tarot cards.
Uh-huh, see, woo-woo, I told you.
But Beverly's fun.
Yeah, was it fun?
Beverly and I believe we've met before.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met Mike before, Beverly?
A few years ago, did you not appear on Gary Mance's show?
I did.
Yeah. We met there because I used to studio produce his show when he was on Sunday nights. And, of course, now I'm back.
Now he's on Saturday mornings.
And I'm doing a show again.
Are you doing a show again because you're doing Saturday? Because he said he was going back to Sunday nights, but I think he and Susan,
they decided they liked being on
Saturday morning.
Good slot. But so, Beverly, we have met before. And it's nice to hear your voice again.
And Beverly, you also sent us an email about a missing dog, but I think you said that dog's been found?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that's quite psychic, and she got a hit that the dog had been to a vet and to call the vet in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So the gal called, the first vet she called, the doctor had treated that dog and just had a scrape on its eye, really nothing serious, but found the dog through that.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
So what's on your list today? What can I help you with?
Well, I have one of my dogs. He's a Shih Tzu mix, and he keeps getting sick.
Hmm.
And it's like he has a virus. His body temperature gets low. He quits eating. And he just got over this. He finally started eating good yesterday.
Well, what's his name, first of all?
Pat.
Pax?
P-A-X.
P-A-X. And he's a Shih Tzu mix. About how old?
Four. He's four. He's black in color. And
a neutered male?
A neutered male.
And I know you rescue and stuff, so is he a rescue?
He's not a rescue.
Oh, okay. Have you had him since he was a puppy?
Yes.
And as you say, he keeps getting sick, so this is an ongoing thing?
Yeah, so I was wanting your opinion on whether I should maybe get him that test. Pluckner's.
Well, that's what was in my mind. The first question out of my mouth was going to be, have you read Pets at Risk? So there must be a connection. I think it's probably intuitive.
I've got the book.
Have you read it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so let's talk then, because you know that pretty much this Pluckner syndrome, this endocrine immune imbalance, pretty much underlies most chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans.
Right.
And it covers a lot of territory. It can be all kinds of physical stuff, but it can be behavioral stuff as well. And particularly, it sounds like this is kind of a chronic thing with him.
Right.
It acts sort of viral.
Mm-hmm.
But you say his body temperature goes down?
He was down to 99.1.
Wow. And normal body temperature for his dog is 101 to 102. So that is down. And then you say he stops eating.
He stops eating.
And does it anything else?
He throws up.
He vomits?
The first day he'll vomit. And every once in a while he'll just vomit.
Hmm.
Like he's got a upset stomach. And sometimes it'll be bile. Sometimes it'll be that white foamy stuff. And just will wake up in the morning and there'll be a pile of stuff on the rug.
Wow. Hmm. Well, now with the Pluckner thing, with cats, you can always look at their gums, and if they have a little red line above their teeth, a little gingivitis, that's like a red flag. I find that is sometimes common with dogs, too. So how are Pax's teeth and gums? How do they look to you?
They look, when he was sick, they kind of grayed out a little.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at him.
But what
a good dog. Don't let me do anything to him. Nope, his gums look fine.
Okay, now look right above the teeth, like above the canine, the incisors.
Yeah, they do look a little red.
Is there a little red line on the gums? Okay, see, that's it's called a gingival flare.
And he eats a lot of raw food, so his teeth aren't bad.
Right, right.
They're white and everything. But.
Well, that little red line right above the teeth, that gingival flare, that's kind of like a classic red flag relating to the Pluckner. imbalance. Now, so what I would recommend, especially since this has been chronic, he probably does need to be tested, but also particularly if it feels like a virus thing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which it could be. Being that you're up in the Everett area, you are close to my own personal veterinarian and my absolute favorite Animal World vet, along with Dr. Pluckner, is Dr. Bill Burlingame at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital.
I've been by there before, yeah.
Okay. Now, he's semi-retired, so he only works on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend you go in to see him. Tell him that you're, that you know me and you're a listener, and that you've read Pets at Risk, and we know that little Pax has the gingival flare. But Bill, he is one of the most well-rounded, balanced vets I know, which is why I drive all the way up there to see only him. And because he is so knowledgeable, he is always researching everything. He has no ego, so he looks at everything. Mm-hmm. And so he is the most knowledgeable and experienced in treating the Pluckner syndrome than any other vets in the country, except for Dr. Al, who discovered it all.
Right.
But he also has... he's got the transfer factor, and he knows about mushrooms and stuff, all these things that are really good at beefing up the immune system to get rid of viruses and stuff.
Okay.
But he is so knowledgeable that he is the one I would go check with, A, because he's the one that can test for Pluckner. But he also has so many other tools in his belt that he'd be the one to decide if that's what you ought to check right off the bat or if there's something else you ought to do. But that's where I'd go if I were you.
You know, I think I'm going to call them on tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've been looking for a good vet. I haven't I've not been satisfied with...
Trust me, Beverly, he is the best on the planet. I mean, I was just emailing him the other day and telling him... and I was saying, you are the most, and just what I said, the most balanced, knowledgeable vet that I know. And I said there are very few vets that are as knowledgeable and balanced and as you are. And I had to say, in fact, I can't think of any other ones. So he really is absolutely my choice. He is the best around. And I know he can help you with PAX. But the first thing, as you were talking to me, the first thing that was coming, was blasting in my mind was Pluckner. So I would bet you he's probably, a Pluckner syndrome dog.
Okay. Yeah, because I have his brother, and mm-hmm. he doesn't do any of that.
Yeah, and some, it's very interesting because, it can be hereditary and some can, have it in the litter and some not.
Right.
And then they can have it but not be symptomatic.
Uh-huh.
And not until they're emotionally stressed or they start to get older. Or they can not have it all and then move into it as they get into old age. So, mm-hmm. There's no really predicting.
Okay.
But the fact that he's got that little gingival flare makes it more likely than not.
Yeah.
But okay. For someone that covers all the bases, because Bill won't just say by rote, let's do this and this. He has lots of tools in his arsenal, and if it is something viral, and it doesn't look like Pluckner syndrome or whatever to Bill, he knows how to address that.
Okay, good.
And I think you'll just love him. He's just a delightful man. He's like a big teddy bear.
Oh, okay, great.
You really like, and you call me and let me know.
I will.
All right, Bev.
Okay, thanks,
thanks for
Martha.
Calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, then. Phone lines are open. That means there's one available for you. Actually, there's more than one. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Let's see, I've got an email from Nancy here. Hi, Martha. Our little tabby Gracie has the habit of putting her favorite little knit ball toy in her food dish. Last night took the cake as she plopped it into her water dish. It's the only toy she will play and exercise with, so into the dryer it went. She also intentionally put it in her food dish once when I put food in she didn't like. What do you think she is trying to tell us? Okay, Nancy, this is real simple. And this is not the only time I've heard of this. And in fact, I've got one that'll top this. At any rate, what's going on is that cats by nature are prey animals. Okay. And ordinarily in the wild, they hunt and capture their food. You know, they hunt mice and then eat them. Okay. Well, when they play with their toys, it's the same behavior. The hunt and catch, and then they usually play with their food. You know, they'll play a mouse to death once they catch it. Like I used to have a cat that was so adept at this, he'd go outside and catch a mouse, and then he'd run back into the house and jump into the bathtub and let it go because the mouse couldn't escape, and that way he could play it to death in the bathtub. And that was not my favorite thing, but that was the deal. So at any rate, what's going on here is that somehow Gracie, your kitty, is kind of making the connection between the toy and prey and that you eat it. And that's why she takes it and puts it in her food bowl. Now, my cat Isis that did that, you know, mouse in the bathtub so it won't escape and I can play it to death that way. He also, when he was starting to make connection, he didn't eat the, you know, because he was raised on, you know, processed cat food. But when he started to make the connection between prey and food, when he killed the prey, he'd then jump on the kitchen counter and he'd put it in the cat dish, in the bowl. So it's just making the connection between play, predator play type behavior and eating what you catch.
Yeah. Also, it could be a little bit of trophy gratification. I used to have a cat that used to kill stuff and bring it in the house and just sort of, there was just one spot on the floor where that's where he put it every time.
Yeah, now that's, so that time
that was for us.
Is they're bringing you a gift.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
They're bringing it. See, but that's different. That that's your cat is catching something, and because they value it, they're bringing it to you.
Okay.
See, this is different. It's putting it in the food bowl, in the water dish.
Gotcha.
You see, it's making that. So, but
a different
it's similar.
Connection.
It's a little different thing. Remember, our animals are complicated creatures. They're simple, but they're complicated, you know. Yes, and that's, and the more you hate it, the more they bring you stuff. Okay, because you have to get over your issues. That's what we're here to do.
That part is true, especially with the gift giving.
Uh-huh. So you're better off to just accept it and love them. And once you get over it, then they won't do it so much anymore. So, hopes that helps, Nancy, and if you need more than that, email us back, you know, quickly here before the end of the show, and we'll follow up with that. That was fun. All right, so let's see. I did that. Okay, let's get back quickly and see if there's anything in the news, because I know we'll get to... the state just... interesting. The state has a new law now that requires pets be vaccinated against rabies. So
Is rabies still an issue?
Well, you know, it's still around, but they're making it out like, you know, well, this has to be done because it's kind of like, come on. But there are the most common, where it's seen now, of course, is in bats.
Right.
You know, so that they're thinking is in case your animal encounters a rabid bat, it should be vaccinated. And they, of course, say every 3 years. But remember that the rabies challenge test, Dr. Gene Dodds, is running because we know it lasts longer than that. But anyway, thought I'd let you know. Oh, and this is coming up. I'm saving this for next week, so I'm just going to tell you this is on the docket for Robin and I to set in, because don't even get me started now. But front page of Friday's Seattle Times, could novel lawsuit free long captive Lolita? You know, our own Lolita that was captured here, you know, like 40 years ago, and is down in Florida at the Seaquarium.
It's amazing she's still alive.
Yeah,
this captivity
especially in the crappy conditions she's
awful.
Being kept in. They say she's getting good care. Well, I'm sorry. Have you seen the pictures of the tank she's kept in and how? Oh,
you can't get great or even good care if you're a wild animal being held captive. I'm sorry.
So anyway, let's not get started on that.
Yep.
I'm just letting you know it's in the news, and we are going there. Robin and I will go there next week, so you're going to get an earload from Aunt Martha.
I like how you crinkle the papers. That makes it so official. Yeah.
Well, that's
in the news.
This is one of
in the news.
pushes my buttons.
Rip and read.
Editorials. So I don't have time to read these to you, but Tuesday, November 29th, the opinion section of Seattle Times, Restoring the Voice of Wilderness. It's a little editorial comment by Scott McCready about the wolves coming back into Washington. And he, of course, is pro-wolf and you know, how we make the adjustments and all of this. But it's basically a pro-wolf thing. And I'm totally in agreement with that. Now, then I will read you this. Then following that up, someone chiming in, Mike from Wenatchee, Wolves Return to Washington, and here's his comment. How nostalgic to think of our increasing state wolf population in terms of them romantically howling for their long-lost ancestral homeland. But Scott McCready's guest column seems to ignore reality a bit. Wolves don't chase deer and elk around when they can simply and safely attack grazing sheep and cattle, and once they figure this out, it is an expensive habit to ranchers that far exceeds mostly minor losses. Efforts to get reimbursed by the state or feds are probably due to their insistence, and yada, 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 he goes on, so that doesn't tend to work as well. Management of wolf populations is critical to both sides of the issue, but every article I read always advocates more packs. When we decided to raise cattle and sheep, we ventured out of the wilderness. Save a rancher, keep the wolf population small enough to stay in the wilderness. Well, what I have to say about that, just because we made the decision to raise cattle and sheep on a huge basis does not mean it was the right decision and does not mean it isn't time now to rethink it and make different choices. So, Mike, I respectfully disagree with you. I do agree, though, that there needs to be a balance and all of that sort of stuff. But we are over-ranching, we are over-raising.
Policy over politics.
I vote for the wolves.
And the wild horses.
And the wild horses.
Next. Dateline Seattle.
A little talk about dog steps on gun, shoots Utah hunter in the butt.
I kind of like that.
Guy was out duck hunting, 46-year-old guy. And he set his 12-gauge shotgun down in the boat and went to retrieve a decoy. And the dog got to bouncing around, stepped on the gun, and it shot his owner in the you-know-where, 27 pellets of birdshot. He wasn't seriously injured because he was wearing waders. Dog was uninjured. Go, dog!
I'd like to hear the backstory on that.
Yeah. Okay. That was the regular news. Now it's time for the best good news about animals. Woohoo! And we match. We now have a clear downtown Seattle, and the Olympics are out. Woohoo!
Doesn't get a whole lot better than that, although it's still pretty cool outside.
Well, it's warm in here.
Yeah. No, we're doing good. We're looking good.
Oh, yeah. Ooh! Oh, and the phone's ringing. How fun is that?
It's for me.
Oh. Oh, it would. I know. I'm psychic.
You are.
Okay. The good news here. The ASPCA, your support saved 52,484 animals. The ASPCA challenged shelters across the country to save even more lives, and it's working. The ASPCA had a contest for, and I think 46 shelters around the country participated, and the goal was to, in a certain period of time, to adopt more animals. 49 shelters participated, and the goal was to place more animals this year than they did last year, and it was tremendously successful, and 52,484 animals, more animals, were placed out of these shelters this year than last year, and they won cash prizes. Now, did anybody from our area participate? Well, yes, they did. And here's the other good news there. The Seattle Humane Society placed 1,601 pets into loving homes between August and September, earning 12th place in the ASPCA National Adoption Contest. As a participant in the ASPCA challenge, Seattle Humane placed 241 more animals than the year prior. So they're proud of their accomplishments and deserve kudos. And I just want to say congratulations, Humane Society, and he did a great job. So that leads me. And wouldn't you know, Elvis has left the building. I get to the best good news about, and I can't help it. He has to go let the next show people into the building because after Sunday it's closed. But he's not here to appreciate this good news. And this strikes place in my heart. And this is out of chinadaily.com.cn if you want to pick up the whole stories. Shark lovers left high and dry. Several luxury hotels and popular restaurants have decided to take shark fin soup, a traditional delicacy on banquet tables, off the menu to help keep the species from becoming extinct. Woohoo! The Hong Kong and Shanghai hotels, parent company of the Peninsula Hotels, said that it stopped serving shark on January 1st at all of its 8 hotels globally, including one in Shanghai, and that it will stop on January 1st, including one in Shanghai and one in Beijing and one in Hong Kong. There's a picture here that goes along with this story of all these laundry baskets, plastic baskets full of shark fins. Oh, it's just creepy. The decision was made in recognition of the threat facing the global shark population and in line with the company's sustainability vision. And they will replace shark with fin soup with other things like abalone and sea cucumber. Let's hope they aren't endangered as well. Let's see. And Swiss Hotel Beijing has decided to ban shark fin soup. Quote, our restaurant stopped selling the soup at the beginning of November to protect sharks. They have also, all of these hotels have said they will not even put it on the menu when it's requested for a special banquet. Yay. And then here's what I didn't know. And this is a quote from one of these people. I don't think people really love the taste of shark fin soup. Their passion for shark fin soup is only because it kind of represents luxury. Really? Well, that's a good thing, though. They don't really love the taste. And it's just a luxury thing, a status symbol. Well, let's change that. All right, Elvis is back. And the best good news about animals is that all these hotels, Mike, have decided to, in China, have decided to stop serving shark fin soup.
Good.
Woo-hoo-hoo. And who knows that shark fin soup doesn't really taste good. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And it really isn't eaten because they like the taste. It's only because it's considered a luxury item. So that's a tradition that really is viably changeable.
I've never had it.
But I never would. Nope.
So-called chili and sea bass is also on that list.
Yeah, I've had that once, and oh, God, yeah. It was good.
It's not Chilean sea bass. It's another species that's being overfished.
Right, right, and they say it is, but it isn't. But, wow, that's really good news. So, okay, that's our news business. Let's stay on track here and take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back with... Well, I guess Loretta chickened out. She did call before the show and had a question about stuff. And
there's still time.
Yeah, there's still time for you to call Loretta. Loretta, pull up your big girl pants and come on, call me. Otherwise, I'll have to kind of wing my way through your question. I don't remember what I said last week, but I'll try to remember. I mean, I won't remember. I'll just say something. So, Loretta, call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Got some behavior stuff to tell you, and then we'll get to Mary Gettin's holiday tips. Stay with us. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, we've been away in the manger. No. Puget Sound animal owners have been able to depend on Jones and Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones and Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store with an store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones and Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones and Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, the right up the street from Dr. Bill's office at Quilceta Vet Clinic. Or you can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones and Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online soul spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit robinalexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
Hi, I'm Jan, and my co-hosts are
Carolyn
and Jeannie.
Have you ever wondered about your future or even you? Well, wonder no more, because the psychic speaks to you every Sunday at noon. We will have lots of fun with you and our guests. Just tune in and give us a call. So join us on our new show, A Psychic Speaks at Noon on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Alternative Talk 1150. Got it? Cool.
Is this it? Certainly is a big build-up on this one, isn't there?
Very big.
Gotta love those jingle casts. And I think we're not next week. I think it's the week after that I get to do Hanukkah and play the you-know-what out of Hava Nagila, because the Jingle Cats do the very best version, in my opinion. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And by golly, we're winding down. We're almost done with this week's edition. Been kind of fun, our first Behavior Training and Healing Sunday Ask and Talk to Martha.
I feel better. I've learned a couple things, as I do every week.
Well, I guess Loretta chickened out. So let's see. I just, she's wondering about what I mentioned using for cat litter. So I'll tell you, I remain disappointed because as far as I'm concerned, most the clay clumping cat litters can be very dangerous, those with silica dust. And that sort of thing. And they're all way too expensive. And the really, really good ones, the all-natural clumping litters, are just so ridiculously expensive. It's just, in this economy, it's just silly. At any rate, my favorite all-time litter that I discovered probably at least 15 years ago that is no longer being made, and that's why I'm disappointed, it was called Mountain Cat. And it was a cedar pellet litter, and they had figured out a way to take out the toxic properties of cedar into this pellet litter, and oh my gosh, well, once you got your cats accustomed to it, it was just the best on the planet in terms of odor control and all that sort of thing. Well, unfortunately, the couple that owned and ran the company and made Mountain Cat, they retired and just quit making it, and I ran it and raved for a while and said, hey, why doesn't somebody step up and make cat litter? And I wasn't able to say, well, I'll do it, but I really wanted someone to resurrect the Mountain Cat cat litter, but that hasn't happened. So anyway, I then, you know, I tried others, and there's other good cat litters out there, but to me, they're just too expensive and all of that. So I now do. There are wood pellet cat litters that are packaged as cat litters. But they also are pretty expensive, and I don't find any of them do as good a job at odor control. However, what I have settled on, because I'm sorry, I'm just cheap. Well, frugal, isn't that the word? What did you say? Frugal? You came up with a better word.
Practical?
Well, okay.
Efficient?
Frugal. No, frugal. How about frugal? That works better than cheap. Yeah, well, I'm cheap, too. Oh,
conservatively,
man.
Fiscal.
Oh, that's...
Or fiscally conservative is probably a better way to do it. Yes. That sounds so political.
Well, yeah, and I don't like that word conservative at all. So, anyway, never mind. Let's not go there. What I have found and what I am using is a wood pellet packaged as horse bedding. It was pet bedding, but then my feed and grain store changed the brand they're using. But I get mine from the feed and grain stores out in Monroe. Actually, I go to Front Porch Feed in Salton, but I've seen it at other feed stores too. I have not seen it in any pet stores. They have the cat litter version, but you will pay more. But it is a either packaged as pet bedding or as horse bedding. And I was made, how do horse people use these pellets? But what they do is they put the pellets in the horse stall, and then they spray mist water over it, because as it absorbs water, the pellets turn into kind of sawdust. That's what it does in the cat box, too, when your cats pee in it. But anyway, so that's what I use, because it comes in 40-pound bags, and it's like $4 a bag. So, you know, $4 for 40 pounds of cat litter. Now that is a frugal price that I can go with. Now, it's not the greatest on odor control, but it works okay. It's just not Mountain Cat. I love that cedar smell, but it's okay. Now, it also requires a little more work because it doesn't clump. So you have to kind of scrape the pellets off to this on the top to the side, and then scoop out the sawdusty wet stuff, and then scoop the poops out, and then spread around and add to it as it goes down. I recommend scooping and stirring cat boxes at least once and twice a day if they're indoor only. And one box per cat plus one for older cats, a box on every floor of the house, older and younger cats. And, well, I have four cats now. Fifth will be coming. Oh, I think Buzzy's coming at 9 weeks, the day after Christmas.
Okay.
I have to confirm that today when I talk to Andre, that she'll be available the day after Christmas for his nine-week birthday, that I'll be able to pick him up. But that will work perfectly. How cool a Christmas present will that be?
In the following week, New Year's Day.
And how delighted was I, New Year's Day, what delighted was I to find out that Andrea, my Abyssinian breeder, also uses this pet bedding wood pellet, because I thought I'd have to ping and pong, I'd have to, you know, switch them off as some other kind of litter. But they grew up using the wood pellet litter. So how cool is that? So Buzzy will already be programmed on the wood pellet litter. And so speaking of then the next.
I was just going to say Buzzy will be our New Year's baby.
Yeah.
For our New Year's Day show, which will be on Sunday.
Yeah, and since I'm taking Christmas Day off, I'll be here on New Year's Day.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, and hey.
Yeah.
Now that you're mentioning that, it will be the first Sunday of January.
That's
so
correct.
It will be, and you can bet there aren't any vets going to come in on New Year's Day. So it will be Mike and Martha. Who knows if we'll have somebody in the call screening booth with us. But it'll at least be you and me, and it'll be another Ask and Talk to Martha Sunday.
We need to have a lot of photos.
Your stuff.
We need to have a lot of photos of Buzzy. You may have to.
Well, we'll try to work on that.
Get up and get more pics up on the website.
Well, you know, and then I could bring him.
I think I could
bring Ping and Pong.
I think that's a great idea. Bring him.
Of course, we might have a totally destroyed studio.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
It would be very fun,
yeah.
But you'd be on the floor or peeling him off the walls. You've not lived with Ruddy Abyssinian, especially kids and teenagers. They are like.
I've done kids and teenagers.
Well, they're like,
but not of the feline.
They're dogs and monkeys in cougar suits on overdrive.
Great. Just like my kids.
And they will play absolutely anything.
Yep, until they drop.
Anything. Like, you know, these little cough drops were, you know, the little papers.
Yep.
Well, you'd think those are the greatest things since sliced bread. They are all over the place with that stuff. They just play anything. Okay, so that's, Loretta, I hope that answered your question, because that's what I use for cat litter. And the one the brand is, I get it at Front Porch Feed in Salton. It's about $4 and change a bag, and it is a packaged horse bedding. But there's also another brand that is a pet bedding, and you might find that at feed stores. But we'll have to probably find a feed store to get the cheap stuff. Otherwise, you get there's the feline pines and some other stuff, which I have found no better at odor control. It's not, there's no reason to spend the extra money. Because just because they package it as cat litter, they charge more for it. No reason to do that. This stuff. And I'm happy. And $4 and change for 40 pounds, I'm a happy camper.
Now, have you used it on the road for a sand replacement, so when you need traction?
No, because I don't have to do that. I'm all flat. I have a Mini. It's front-wheel drive. And if the snow or the ice is too deep for the Mini, then I'm not going anywhere anyway, so it don't matter.
I usually carry some kitty litter in the back of my pickup truck.
Part of winter preparation. Yeah, and I would think that, and kitty litter, you know, is good for absorbing oil and that kind of stuff. And it's probably better. I don't know that the pellets would work well for the traction thing. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't tried it.
We might give it a try later on this winter. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to go off a bit on behavior stuff because some clients gave me these articles, and I'm not sure. They're out of a magazine. And, Pet Health Central, maybe, are the magazines. And well, the articles are about behavior therapy, Kitty Prozac. Can synthetic species-specific pheromones really soothe your pet? A cat owner's tale. I could have told you the answer to this cat owner's tale. She went to the vet and spent a fortune on kitty pheromones. And, you know, the pheromone collars, the pheromone things you plug into the wall and, you know, like air fresheners. But the theory is good. Then they use two different pheromones for the cats. The ones when they bump and rub their face, which means it's safe and familiar. And then there's another pheromone they use. And the idea is that when those pheromones are around and you put these pheromone collars on them, that they're supposed to calm down and be happy little campers and solve all their problems. Now, similarly, now the kitty Prozac is different, and there are different psychotropic drugs that are used both on cats and dogs to alter behavior. Now, I can't tell you that they never work, because every time I get ready to just say, you know, these products, you're wasting your money, they never work, they're just crap, forget it, then I'll run into a case that it actually helped. But folks, that's once in a blue moon. And rarely does it solve the whole problem. I can tell you, though, that there's a holistic vet in Monroe that I've actually sent a referral to, that I've two dogs that before I could get that are classic Pluckner imbalance dogs with extreme separation anxiety and household destruction that are on a combination of a psychotropic drug and a Chinese herb calming remedy, and it is keeping the behavior under control.
I think I'm a bigger fan of Eastern medicine than I am of what comes out of our pharmaceutical
industry.
Well,
I'm convinced the psychotropic drug alone would not be helping these dogs, but it's the Chinese herb that is helping. Now, it's not balancing or stabilizing or changing the imbalance. It's just eliminating the symptoms. But anyway, back to the regular thing, these pheromone things for cats, they're very expensive. And so that can really add up quickly. And I will tell you, in the vast majority of cases, they don't work. At the very least, now this gal is talking about a cat. She had a cat, the shy cat, got another cat, scaring the other cat, and they're fighting and all kinds of stuff. She went to the vet and got pheromone collars for both of them and all these little plug-in pheromone things. Both cats got a little calmer, but it didn't do anything to help their relationship. She had to end up taking the second cat back to the shelter because it didn't work. Could have told you that. Should have hired Aunt Martha. But anyway, that's why I say you need to pick the animals that you bring in to a multiple pet household, because you can't just go pick stuff and assume it's going to work. Because if you do that, you're probably going to have to hire Aunt Martha. Pick the right ones, you have a much better chance of working. But remember, the human-to-animal transfer. So if you're messed up, so will your animals be. And there you go. But anyway, that's my two cents on these, the pheromones and the kitty-doggy Prozacs, that every once in a while they help somewhat. But most times, they just cost you money and they don't work. Okay. Off that soapbox.
Let's see if we can find another one.
And you know, a lot of the people, because I see the worst of the worst, a lot of the people that I see privately for their dog and cat problems, it's the worst of the worst problems, and they've already dealt with a whole bunch of other people. And don't even get me started on veterinary behavior therapists.
Okay.
I am just...
People and their animal friends. Pretty interesting study.
Well, go to a vet behavior therapist. And this is a generality, and call me up and sue me if you want. But they charge you a frickin' fortune because they're vets.
Yep.
And then they give you drugs.
And what do you
got? Or stuff to read. And it doesn't work.
No solutions.
It doesn't work. You're going to come to Aunt Martha anyway, so you might as well start.
I'm
going to
take your pen away from you.
Well, I'll just see. I got to get.
Yeah, I can handle that. I can't handle the pen.
Thanks to Mary Gettin. Feliz Navidad, meowie Christmas, and Happy New Year. During the holidays, many hazards for our animal friends. Holiday food. This is important. Fatty foods can cause pancreatitis and gastrointestinal issues. Chocolate, caffeine, coffee, and onions are toxic to dogs and cats. Rising dough on a counter is irresistible to some animals and can cause serious problems if they eat the dough and expands in their tummy. Oh boy. Don't forget that wrapped food gifts under or on the tree can be easily consumed by dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Not only are the food items a problem, but the wrappers are also a problem. Holiday plants. Lilies are deadly to cats. Mistletoe's also toxic. Poinsettias will make them sick, but they aren't as toxic as we thought they would be, and will cause gastrointestinal upset for many animals. Christmas tree water can be filled with chemicals or bacteria, and pine sap is dangerous if ingested. Secure your tree to the wall so your animal friends can't knock it over. Watch out for the decorations, tinsel, ribbons, ornaments, and hooks. Are attractive playthings for many small animals. Now, given what I've already told you about my cat friends, do you think there's a Christmas tree at Martha's house this year?
My guess is probably not.
No way.
But you could also have a picture of one.
Yeah. I have a wreath on the front door, or on the next to the front door, and the little feng shui thing, that green and red thing that Robin sent me, is very cool. On the front door. That's as close as it's going to get. So tinsel, ribbons, ornaments, hooks, broken glass ornaments can cut them, and if they swallow them, I mean, some dogs will chew on those things. Be sure, if you do have a tree, decorate the lower third with unbreakable wood or plastic ornaments. Very good advice. Candles. Put burning candles in places that are inaccessible to your animal friends, especially cats, because they'll go by the candles and then their tail will go over the candle and you catch your cat on fire. Not to mention if they knock them over, the hot wax and all that sort of stuff. And batteries. Don't leave batteries for those Christmas toys lying around. They're fun to play with but contain corrosives. And if they're by chance ingested, they can cause mouth alterations and intestinal issues. Remember to tell your animal friends about any visitors that are coming, or if you will be away over the holidays, and if things are going to be stressful, give them rescue remedy in their water dish. That's a Bach flower remedy. Okay, so that wraps it up for Mary's stuff. As I think of more of my stuff, I'll tell you the next couple weeks as we get to Christmas. Next Sunday is a Robin and Martha Sunday. We'll tune in to all these animal issues around the world and find out what the animals have to say and what we can do to help and what's going on. We'll do that whale the whale skeleton thing and all that kind of stuff. And Lolita, we'll get into Lolita.
Yep.
And whatever else is in the news and all that good stuff. And then in 2 weeks, Ann Gordon's coming to Bergeron's, coming to town. With her hot young hubby from the tribe in the outback of Panama. I can't wait to get her in the studio and hear that story. I am so excited about that. And we'll hear about all the fabulous work she's doing with whales and dolphins and all that good stuff. And I think that about covers everything. We do have a live A Psychic Speaks after the show today. So if you want readings from these ladies, you better do it today, because I understand it. This is the last show for a while.
And it's a truncated show. It's only going to be a half hour today. So
if you want a reading from the Psychic Speaks ladies, you better call immediately after Animal World is off the air so they can get you in the first half hour. Mike, thank you so much. It's been a swell fourth date. Maybe it's time to stop talking about dating, that we're just kind of getting used to the new
The date is implied.
You'll have to check with Seinfeld on that one.
I shall.
All right. Let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.